And now he was hitting on me.
After he'd just gotten off another woman.
I pegged him accurately, that was sure. Player with a capital P. I laughed, half nerves, half incredulity. That's not... No, we're not... thanks, I'll just be leaving now. I was too flustered to get all the way turned around this time before he halted me once again.
No, wait. I apologize, I didn't mean to come on strong. You said it first, so I took that as an invitation.
I considered for a beat before I responded, something I knew I should do more often. Okay, right. I had decided he was a playboy, but I didn't necessarily have proof. I had been the one who'd verbally vomited on a total stranger. I was definitely the one out of line. I did do that, I admitted. I'm sorry, it just came out.
No need to be sorry.
His smile was like gold, the way it gleamed, hypnotic. He could convince a lot of women to do a lot of stupid things by flashing that beauty. I hoped a lot of women didn't include me. But I was also realistic, so I was on high alert that it probably did. And yet, I was still standing there.
Add that to the fact that you did stay through what you found up here.
He was determined to make me admit to what I'd seen. It was a guess. He was feeling me out. Really, though, was there a reason to deny it? I was more curious where he was taking this conversation, so I merely said, "And?"
And that, combined with your comment on my appearance, gave me a different impression of where this interaction might be going.
He prowled toward me. Literally, prowled. It was ridiculous how sexy a man could look just by taking a handful of steps. Even more ridiculous was how affected I was by it. And oh my God, it had taken me a beat, but had he really just said that? Please, I said, groaning in irritation that was meant for me as much as it was for him.
Because I accidentally walked in on your little sexcapade, you think that means I must want a sexcapade of my own?
No, of course not.
That nonchalant shrug again.
It's the fact that you watched.
Another rush of blood to my cheeks. His back had been to me the entire time. Eden hadn't even seen me, and she'd been the one facing me. Was I wrong? Was there something reflective I'd missed on that brick wall? I swiveled to study where he'd been standing. I looked back to where I'd been standing. Nope. No way. He hadn't seen me. I turned back to him with a gloating smile. You couldn't know that. Then it was his turn to gloat. Because, of course, I'd just given away that I had indeed watched. I was determining consent, I said on impulse.
Looking out for your fellow woman.
Exactly. I felt noble about the lie. As though I'd really been a hero instead of a peeping Tom, only concerned with whether or not Eden was being raped. His smirk called bullshit, but he played along.
I hope you came to the conclusion that there was indeed consent.
On her part, anyway. I might have thought it was a dig when I first said it, but after the fact, even I knew it sounded like I was flirting. Fuck, maybe I was. His expression seemed equally unsure.
I wasn't forced into anything. But yes, you're right. She didn't have my full attention. You, on the other hand, do.
Unsure or not, he was awfully brave. I had a thing for stupid, hot, brave players, and fooling around with one was definitely not on the night's agenda. I had to step away. Okay, that's fine, I said, my head all jumbled and dazed. Yep, I'm just... Thanks, but no thanks. I just came up here to make a call, and yeah, I'm going to do that now. I had the sense to leave then, even more sense to call over my shoulder, "Please don't follow me." All right, maybe it wasn't sense that had me taking that last peek in his direction. I wanted to know if he was watching me walk away. Call me an idiot, because I was pleased to find he was.